Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or even to comment, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. And of course, the podcast, as always, fmr.co.za. I've said it before and I'm saying it again, most of us are better served by panel vans than by buckies. Take my recent test of the Ford Transit Sport Van Custom. A lot of gnomes I know, but quite a van. Many, if not most people who actually need to transport biggish stuff invariably get a bucky and promptly put a canopy on it to make it more van-like. This gives you a space that's hard to get into, hard to load and hard to retrieve stuff from. And let's not talk about standing height and accessibility. And of course, the difference in security, the van being a lot more secure. Enter the van, pardon the pun, and access is a bit different. On this one, twin electrically opening and closing side doors giving full access and a split rear door. An easy step in and pretty much full standing height for most of us. The van is a long wheelbase and that means long. No more tricksy to maneuver than a double cab bucky though. And this one with a similar length but all of the cameras and safety braking and rearward visibility through the rear view mirror only slightly obstructed by the pillars of the split rear doors I spoke about earlier. Getting into that, the tech includes the following assistance: blind spot rear traffic with reverse assist, adaptive cruise control, lane keeping, and of course wireless CarPlay and the like. Also heated seats, you've got to love that. For the interior, I love the bucket seats and the top of dashboard cubby. The interior is upmarket enough but leans towards utilitarian and durable over fancy. The driver's seat is electric, the passenger not. It's just not fancy schmancy, but it is upmarket. Driving and handling is great to about 130 kilometers an hour. With a long trip in it, for me, it tackled it with ease. Overtaking slow trucks does require forward planning. While speed is not the issue, acceleration is as to be expected. The 8-speed autobox and suspension work seamlessly with the engine to make themselves unnoticed, and that means very good. And noise, vibration, and harshness is also in the excellent category. Maximum power is 125 kilowatts from the 2-liter. You've got a 55-liter fuel tank, and you get 380 newton meters of torque, but the vehicle does weigh 3 tons. It has the best side mirrors ever, being huge and with lower convex second mirrors for all-round excellence on both sides. Another feature is the supremely clever aluminium roof racks that flip up one-handed for loading, but also, and more importantly, flatten out for when out of use for wind noise and fuel economy reasons. They are 2,680 rand option, and I highly recommend them. Talking of which, I returned 8.7 liters per 100 kilometers, excellent for a vehicle that takes this much stuff. It is huge in terms of carrying capacity. What's not to like? Well, the bulkhead had a rattle between the window and the mesh screen that annoyed. I guess easily sorted out by an owner, but it is mentioned on the option seat as the full-width metal bulkhead and window at a 4,015 rand tick. And the adaptive cruise control is the older type and suddenly shuts off below 20 kilometers an hour, annoying in stop-start traffic, which is where you want and need it most. Overall, it is a brilliant alternative to the bucky, and at 938,000 rand including VAT, it is a viable option to most bucky buyers on my highly recommended list. That's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me @DavidDundee on those social media channels. That's DavidDondee, and find the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.